Of course, if you're a parent or if you're anyone, you might be thinking ahead to summer already with spring break over. And the idea of planning for another vacation, if that makes you nervous, my next guest, he's here to help. Russell Hannon is a budget travel expert, and he joins me in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Budget travel. Has there ever been a time where people were more interested in budget travel in Calgary than now?
Well, actually, you know what? There's always great opportunities out there. What I do is I use lean principles to really leverage different travel resources. And by being strategic in your travel planning, you can save significantly off the going rate while traveling.
All right. And is one of those strategies get started on summer vacation plans now?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of myths and misconceptions out there that there is a true best day to travel. And actually, recently at the New York Times travel show, Johnny Jett, one of the better known travel experts, was really dispelling that myth that there isn't necessarily a best day to travel. Now, that said, when you're looking ahead, generally, if you aren't flexible, the thing is, you're essentially victim to what there is at the last minute. So really what I recommend is if you're looking for summer travel, now is the time to be looking. And there are some resources that you can use if prices drop between now and the time that you actually travel. For example, with car rentals, Autoslash.com will consistently look for better rates lower than what you actually booked. And if it finds one, it'll automatically cancel your reservation, rebook you at the lower rate so that you can save on your car rental.
So you get the security of booking now, but it'll tell you if you get a better rate.
Correct. And you know what? A lot of hotels actually allow you to cancel up until 24 hours prior to checking in. So I recommend to lock in prices now and give yourself the flexibility to look for better rates down the road.
Does that work with airlines too?
Well, there's a number of strategies with airlines. There's an app that I like called Hopper. What it does is you put your flight information in for the flight that you want, and it'll crunch historical data, and it'll project, based on historicals, we think this will be the best time for you to book your flight. So kind of like stocks, past performance is not necessarily a guarantee of future returns, but it is a good tool for you to use to look at historicals to gauge when it may be the best time to book.
All right, I also like booking online. I think most people do in this day and age. Mm-hmm. But you have to be careful, don't you? Because you go to some sites, Expedia amongst others, and then you try to compare with other sites. If you actually look at who owns them, it's the same company who owns all the same websites.
Quite often, and it can turn into a full-time job. What I recommend, your travel search shouldn't take more than 15 minutes for a flight, and I recommend always having a basket of three websites. You can take your three favorites. Now, the thing is, you mentioned a lot of them are owned by the same companies, but you can take your favorites, or ones that I recommend are kayak.com, Skyscanner, and Hipmunk. That's Chipmunk without the C. Hipmunk.com, where I find that quite often there are superior rates to other websites out there. But you can use any of your favorites, but it's important to have a basket of three websites. If you don't find a fare that's good enough for you, what you do is go to airfarewatchdog.com, put the information of the best flight that you found, and you can command it to send you an email if it finds a future rate that's 10% or 20% below what you had found, and then it's an autopilot, and you'll get notifications when it finds fares that meet your criteria.
All right, we're throwing out all these new websites people haven't heard of before, but so far we've got Hipmunk, Hopper, and Airfare, what did you call that?
Airfare Watchdog.
Okay.
Which will give you emails showing you when flights meeting your criteria are available online.
And just to complete the short list already, the car one you mentioned?
Yes, Autoslash.com.
Autoslash.com, okay. And just to be clear, are you being paid by any of these websites to promote them?
None at all.
All right, I have to ask that. It's the CBC. Okay, let's talk about accommodations. What are some ways you can save that people perhaps haven't heard of before?
Well, you know what's interesting is hotels are as expensive as they've ever been. Ironically, we've never had more inexpensive alternatives to hotels to choose from. With summer coming up, for example, thousands of universities are going to have empty dormitories this summer. And there's a website called universityrooms.com where it actually has listings of empty dormitories that you can rent. And the best deal I saw last year was the University of London had a bed and breakfast for £35 a night.
Oh, come on. London?
In London, England. And actually, that's just a couple stops on the tube from the West End Theatre District. The best deal in London, England last summer by far.
Universityrooms.com. Okay. Staycation. Are you a fan of that? A lot of people talk about that right now because of where the Canadian dollar is at. And is this the year for the staycation?
Well, you know what? I think it's a staycation is anything but in Canada because we're so large and so diverse. And a lot of people I meet have never been to the nation's capital or have never been to the other side of the country. So in some cases, with the currency, the sinking loonie, this could be a good time to explore a lot of parts of Canada that we've never seen.
I couldn't agree more. Lots to see in this country. What about travel points? I raise that because some people are like addicted to travel points. They won't buy anything without their card getting travel points. Are you a fan of all of these loyalty programs and travel points?
Well, you know what? To sign up to these programs, it's always free and it only takes a couple minutes. So it never hurts to sign up. And in some cases, you can actually transfer points from one program to another. And what I recommend is there's a lot of credit cards that are affiliated with travel operators. The key thing, you need to have a credit card to book travel online. I think it's responsible to have two credit cards when you travel, one on your person and one in your luggage. So if you lose one, you won't find yourself in a panic. So the key thing is to look for the ones that provide the best value for your dollar for you.
All of that makes perfect sense. All right, last question. You're giving me all these great sites. You give me all these great ideas. Everyone's excited about travel. But some people are nervous because of what's going on politically around the world. Do you let that deter you from traveling?
Well, you know what? There's two angles. Is if you've got a concern about anything, whether it's recent events or anything at all, is there's no single place on earth that's so amazing from a vacation perspective that no other will do. Now, that said, if you're looking to cancel a trip to Europe or looking to avoid Europe, is it just important to put things into perspective in making that decision? The U.S. State Department had some recent warnings, but also said still the most significant danger to yourself when going to Europe is actually getting in a car accident, which is the same risks when you're at home. Hmm. And following the Paris attacks, there were some school boards that initially decided to postpone or cancel trips, and eventually parents decided to go ahead with those. And I think the key things is I preach living like a local. And if you're going to Europe and you're visiting rural areas, maybe avoiding areas where there's big demonstrations or large masses of people, I don't think there's any more risk than being at home.
Russell, a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks for all the tips this morning.
Thanks and happy travels.
That's Russell Hannon. He's a travel expert based here in Calgary. If you want to hear more of his tips, you can find them online at breakthetravelbarrier.com. I know we're throwing a lot of websites at you, but we'll put a bunch of those up on our site, Russell's recommendations. So again, that's breakthetravelbarrier.com. We've also just put a copy of Russell's new book. It's called Stop Dreaming and Start Traveling. There's a good title. You can find that in our little free library out in front of the CBC, and it'll go to the first person who just shows up to pick it up.